Hello, this is Peter Rasmussen from ABC Mid-North Coast and ABC Coffs Coast. Recently, I spoke with taxidermist Kenny Hill to learn about the art of taxidermy. I started off by asking Kenny, what is taxidermy?
Well, I mainly do taxidermy for trophy hunters. So it's any trophy animals that they take. It's me recreating them alive again for their wall at home, basically.
What do you do?
Well, the hunter brings me their animals that they've taken, and I then skin the animal to the way I need it and what they want, and it gets salted, and then I then tan the skin and it gets thinned down, and that goes over like a polyurethane foam shape of the animal that I'm doing, which I can buy usually the basic shape in, and then I just adjust it to suit the skin. And I only use usually, like off a deer, the antlers and the skin, and the rest is like glass eyes. Yeah.
I suppose it's like putting clothing on a dummy or on a model, on a mannequin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of work probably just in the tanning side of things, thinning the skin down so you get all the definition, like muscle tone out of the form that the skin goes over and things like that.
How long does it take to go through the process?
Well, it's done in stages, so it's usually about a week for the tanning.
Right.
Just through different solutions and the shaving of the skin and all that. And then I usually can mount the animal within a day, and then I put it aside and let it dry for like 3 weeks, depending on the weather. Then I then come back and just do the finishing work and with like an airbrush and things like that, just to finish it off. Yeah.
Kenny, do you need a strong stomach to do this sort of thing?
I don't think so. I actually work in an abattoir as well, so right. I'm butcher by trade, so sure. I'm quite used to, you know, working with meat and stuff like that. So no, I don't think so, because everything's really fresh that's brought to you. If it's not fresh and it's got a slight smell to it, it's usually no good. You can't okay. do it. Yeah.
So what animals do you actually preserve? I know you were saying that you do trophies, but what sort of animals have you done?
Mainly I do species of deer.
Okay.
Fallow deer, rooster deer, sambar, red deer, and all that sort of thing. But I also do a lot of pigs, boars, like for pig hunters. So it's mainly for me, deers and pigs, really.
Have you had any unusual requests?
I've not long done a Canadian lynx cat, a full life-size one. That was pretty interesting. The skin had to be tanned over in America before I could come back into the country, obviously, for quarantine reasons, so forth. But, I got the skin, and I mounted it in a life-size lying down position on, like, a rock face, because they sort of live in the rocky areas of Canada.
Right.
So, yeah, that was pretty interesting to do.
It's more trophy animals. You don't do people's pets and stuff like that.
No, I steer clear of doing people's pets. I get a lot of requests for that, though. I get countless phone calls for wanting me to do their pets, but it's a bigger process because I can't actually buy a foam shaping for all these different pets and breeds of dogs and so forth. So you then got to actually, if you're going to do that to someone, you've actually got to be take a cast of the actual carcass, which is a very big job, and usually runs into thousands of dollars, and that generally puts the customer off anyway because it's just too much money to have something like that done. But there is another method that other taxidermists do. It's called freeze dry,
right?
And that's the best way to have pets done. And I don't have a big freeze dry machine or anything like that. I've never gone into that. So,
what sort of reaction do you get from people when you tell them you do taxidermy?
Oh. Yeah, I do get some funny ones. They sort of go, like, I've got a sign on the back of my ute, and people walk past and they look and they go, ugh. You know, you can see. And they all laugh amongst themselves and point and stuff. And other people are really interested, and they actually come up, and if you're sitting in your car, they come up and ask you about it and want to know more into it. Yeah, you get a lot of different reactions. But there's not too many of us in New South Wales around, but there's heaps of taxidermists down in Victoria. Being there's a lot of deer down there and things like that, and a lot of hunters. So,
is it seasonal? Like, is there more work in certain seasons?
Yes, yeah, there is. With the deer rut, there's usually March, April, May sort of thing, and that's when all the hunters are out trying to shoot their trophy stags and stuff. So that is the busiest time, March, April, May, whereas this year with the COVID-19 thing, it did slow a lot of my work coming down because people weren't allowed to be going out and hunting and all that. Yeah, so it's been a bit of a slow year this year, but I'm still getting a bit of work coming in. Yeah, it's been quite good still.
Great to hear. Kenny, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been interesting learning about taxidermy, and it's amazing how COVID has affected literally everything, but fingers crossed it'll be a better year next year.
I think it will be. I think it'll be a big one next year. It's going to be great, so...
Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries.